This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Campaigning for assembly polls is intensified in West Bengal, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to the polling. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed multiple rallies at Jhargram, Purulia and Bishnupur districts in the state yesterday. Mr. Modi asserted that a double-engine BJP government in West Bengal will deliver double benefits to the women of the state. He accused the Trinamool Congress of thwarting the entry of more women in legislative bodies in collision with the Congress.
बंगाल की बहनें चाहती थी कि उनको 33% आरक्षण मिले, लेकिन टीएमसी नहीं चाहती थी कि बंगाल की बेटियां ज्यादा संख्या में एमएलए बने, क्योंकि बंगाल की बेटियां इनके महाजंगल राज को चुनौती दे रही है.
TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings at Hooghly districts Tarakeshwar and Kalna in Purba Bardhaman district. The Congress left and other parties are also actively campaigning across West Bengal. Polling in West Bengal will be held in two phases on the 23rd and 29th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, as polling day approaches, star campaigners are intensifying their efforts to reach out to voters across the state through rallies and roadshows. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh are on a whirlwind campaign tour in the state. Mr. Shah also expressed confidence of National Democratic Alliance forming government in the state under the leadership of AIADMK Chief Edappadi K. Palaniswamy. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge held public meetings in Hosur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar lauded the South Korean president's commitment to deepen bilateral relations across multiple domains. He also expressed confidence that his talks with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today will further strengthen both countries' special strategic partnership. President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung arrived in New Delhi last evening on a three-day visit to India. In Tamil Nadu, 21 people are reported to have been killed following a blast at a firecracker factory at V. Muthalingapuram in Virudhunagar district yesterday. Six seriously injured people have been rushed to nearby hospitals for emergency treatment. The incident occurred when labourers were shifting inflammable chemical materials inside the factory. A total of 30 workers were present in the unit at the time of explosion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in this explosion at the firecracker factory in Tamil Nadu. The Supreme Court has issued a series of pan-India guidelines to enhance road safety, observing that expressways must not become corridors of danger due to administrative lapses or infrastructure gaps. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and A.S. Chandrakar noted that national highways account for only about 2% of India's total road network, but nearly 30% of road fatalities. It ordered that no heavy or commercial vehicle shall park or stop on any national highway carriageway or paved shoulder, except at designated bays or authorised wayside facilities. In Jammu and Kashmir, two US tourists were detained yesterday for questioning after a satellite phone was recovered from their luggage at the Srinagar International Airport. Police said that satellite phones are regulated communication devices in India and specific permission is required for the use of these communication devices in the country. Officials said that the detection of the device triggered security protocols leading to immediate detention and questioning of the individuals to verify compliance with legal requirements governing such equipment. In IPL cricket, Priyansh Arya and Cooper Connolly slammed 93 and 87 respectively as Punjab Kings outplayed Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh. Arya and Connolly added 182 runs in just 13.2 overs for a massively entertaining second wicket stand for Punjab Kings as they tallied 254 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs in this IPL season's highest total, going past to RCB's 250 for 3. And that is the end of this news bulletin.